Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm glad to see that not everyone went fishing this weekend. I told my brother, you're all good Minnesotans. You go fishing on Memorial Day weekend. What a joy it is to be together this afternoon and to look into God's Word together. I also just want to say quickly that I'll be thinking of you next week as you celebrate your 20th anniversary. Unfortunately, I will not be able to attend. I'll be preaching the next 2 weeks in Japan and doing some ministry at a Bible school there as well. But I will be thinking of you and praying for you as you celebrate 20 years of the Lord's blessing. And it's been my joy and privilege for 7 or maybe even 8 of those years to walk some of this journey with you. And I'll miss all that good Chinese food next week. But I pray that you will enjoy the time and that the Lord will continue to bless the ministry of this church. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for Minnesota Mandarin Christian Church. We thank you for your blessing over 20 years. I thank you, Lord, for my dear brothers and sisters. I pray, Lord, that next week as they celebrate, that it would be a testimony to your faithfulness. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to meet together this afternoon. We ask that you would speak to us through your word. And pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The year was 1851. There was an exhibition that took place in London at the Crystal Palace Exhibition Center. And people flocked to see the marvels of the industrial world, the modern world. The greatest innovation of the day was steam power. There were steam plows, steam locomotives, steam looms, organs that operated on steam power. There was even a steam-powered cannon. But the steam invention that captured everyone's attention was an invention with 7,000 moving parts. It had pulleys and gears, whistles and bells. There was a lot of movement and a lot of noise. But ironically, this machine did not do anything.
可是呢, 很奇怪的, 这个机器什么都不能做。
It had absolutely no practical purpose whatsoever.
在实际方面来讲,一点用处都没有。
You know, too often, sadly, this has been a picture of the church.
很遗憾的, 现在的教会也就是这样的状况。
And it's easy to confuse activity with accomplishment.
我们常常会误会了什么是成就，什么是我们所做的事。
Our church gatherings can involve a lot of activity, a lot of noise.
Church里面的行动包括有很多的动作，很多的杂音。
But what are they accomplishing?
但是成就了些什么？
Is there any practical outworking?
我们要有一个很实际的展望。
This is the issue that James confronts here in James chapter 1, verses 19 to 27.
这就是雅各在第一章19节到27节所面对的挑战。
And we discover in these verses how real faith responds to the Word of God.
在这一段里面，我们会看出 真正的信心如何的对神有反应，
and how in that response real faith moves us toward true religion.
在那个反应里面，我们可以看到真正的信心如何把我们带到神的真理里面。
Our first response we see in verses 19 to 21.
第一个反应是19到21节。
And that is to be hearers of the word.
是做一个听到的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is the starting point.
这只是开始。
This is why we gather together here on Sunday afternoons.
这是为什么我们星期天下午在这里聚集。
Our primary purpose is to hear a word from the Lord.
我们主要的目的是来听神的话语。
We don't gather primarily to express our needs.
我们不是聚集在这里，只是说出我们所需要。
To hear ourselves sing.
听我们自己讲话。
As much as I enjoy your singing.
虽然我喜欢听你们唱歌。
We don't gather primarily to listen to ourselves pray.
我们也不主要的要听我们自己的祷告。
We don't gather to express our anger about the world out there, that nasty world out there.
我们不是到这里来表达我们对外面的世界的愤恨。
And all the injustices that we experience as followers of Jesus Christ.
我们这些跟随基督的人所遭受的不公平。
The anger of men does not bring about the righteousness of God.
人的愤怒不能够成就神的。
Our main reason for gathering today, and every Sunday when we gather, is to hear a word from the Lord.
是听主的话。
Amen.
Amen.
But notice here in verse 21,
我们看21节,
it's not just about hearing the word, we also need to receive the word.
我们不仅仅是要听，我们而且要接受这些话语。
We need to allow the word of the Lord to penetrate not just our minds, but to move from our heads, to penetrate also our hearts.
我们不但要让神的话语充满我们脑海中，也要让他的话语刺到我们的心里。
That's why it says in this verse to put aside all filthiness and all remaining wickedness.
所以这里说,
because as we repent our sin and confess our need for Christ, our hearts are prepared to receive the word that is spoken.
我们的心要准备好,
let me illustrate what this means. My wife's hobby is gardening.
我太太很喜欢种花。
So this is her favorite time of the year. She likes to be out in the garden. She likes to get her hands dirty. Just last week, I think it was, or 2 weeks ago, she planted beans and squash and zucchini and peppers and tomatoes, all kinds of things. And any of you who do gardening, you know that before she planted, there was a lot of work she had to do. I got to help with some of that work. We had to get the weeds, pull the weeds out of the soil. We had to prepare the soil so that the plants would take root and that they would then eventually produce fruit. Brothers and sisters, it's the same way with your heart and with mine. Left to themselves, our hearts would just produce weeds. That's why we need to uproot the filthiness and the remaining wickedness in our hearts. So we can receive God's word, it can take root, and it can bear fruit. This is the starting point. Be hearers of the word. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 tells us that faith comes by hearing.
So, 罗马书十章十七节说，信心是从听到来。
And hearing by the word of Christ.
听到是从主的话语来。
Real faith begins by hearing and receiving God's word.
真正的信心的开始是听神，相信神的话语。
But now we read on verses 22 to 25, and we discover here that hearing the word is only the beginning. We must also become doers of the word. In other words, we need to obey God's word. To practice it, to live it out in very practical and tangible ways. And so now we see that the word that has moved from our heads to our hearts, next needs to move from our hearts to our hands. As we become obedient to God's word, as we practice God's word. You know, brothers and sisters, it's possible to hear God's word constantly proclaimed from Scripture. And to regard that as an end in itself. You can hear it. You can enjoy it. You can even agree with it. But unless you act on it, unless you obey it, the message heard never gets translated into a life transformed. We can confuse activity with accomplishment. That's what the illustration of the mirror is all about in these verses. What James is saying is this. Words that are merely heard and never allowed to take root and obeyed are quickly forgotten.
假如我们听到的道, 我们没有去遵守, 那我们慢慢的就会忘掉。
And this is actually one of the things I really appreciate about the Chinese culture and Asian cultures in general.
这就是为什么我很欣赏中国和甚至于亚洲的这个文化。
There's often a lot of emphasis placed not just on the beliefs that we have in our heads.
我们不仅仅是注重我们脑海里面所信的,
but the behaviors that are seen in our lives.
也要看到我们生活中的行为。
If we meditate on God's word,
假如我们思想,
as we consider the life implications of that word,
当我们考虑那个话对我们生命上的应用,
and as we do what we have heard in God's word,
当我们去做我们所听到的话,
it says here that we will be blessed.
这里我们必定得福。
This person, not the hearer of the word, but the doer, will be blessed in what they do.
不是那个听到的，而是那个听了又去行道的，必然在他所行的事上得福。
The blessing doesn't come from hearing God's word.
祝福不是从听到来的。
The blessing comes from obeying God's word.
祝福是从遵守神的话来的。
This should not be anything new.
对你们来说，这不应该是新鲜的事。
Back in Luke 11:28, Jesus says, it's not those who hear the word that are blessed, but those who keep it.
So, 耶稣是说,不是那些听到的人得到祝福,而是那些遵守的。
We see the same in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 17. Where Jesus commands his disciples to wash one another's feet in the way that he washed their feet. Now, there's no reason for us to get legalistic about did he mean actually washing feet or not. He's talking about serving one another.
他的意思是说呢,
but Jesus says in that chapter, verse 17, if you know these things, you are blessed.
耶稣在那里说,假如你知道这些事情,你必蒙福。
Is that what he says?
这是他所讲的吗?
That's not what he says. He says, if you know these things, you are blessed if you do them.
耶稣是说,你如果知道这个,你能够蒙福的是因为你去做。
The blessing comes not from hearing, not from knowing. The blessing comes when we obey the word of Christ.
祝福不是从听,不是从知道来的,乃是从行道来的。
The real blessing today is not in the words of the benediction that I will speak at the end of the service.
今天不是你们要听我在结束的时候要给你们的祝福。
The real blessing comes as we apply and obey the teaching of God's word after the benediction.
真正的祝福是听了以后遵守。
Tuesday at school.
礼拜二在学校。
In the workplace.
在工作。
Even at Costco. Boy, I find it hard to be righteous there sometimes.
甚至于去Costco买东西。
But that's where we really receive the blessing as we obey God's word.
在那些场合里面,我们如果遵守神,行出神的话,遵守的话,我们能够。
Finally, we come to the last two verses of the chapter, verses 26 and 27.
最后我们看, 最后两节二十六二十七节。
And we see here that we're not only to be hearers of the word and doers of the word.
我们这里看，我们不但要听到，也要行道。
But we're also to be those who are revealers of the word.
更重要的，我们也要出去宣传这些道。
What do I mean by this?
我这是什么意思？
Well, you know, it's very easy for us, I think, sometimes to think of ourselves as being quite religious.
我们可以常常会想靠思想，我们自己认为我们是很虔诚。
We think of ourselves as religious because of our religious observances.
我们认为我们虔诚是因为我们有很多虔诚的行为。
We think we're religious because we pray before our meals.
我们认为我们虔诚，因为我们吃饭以前祷告。
We think we're religious because, you know, we come to church on Sundays.
我想我们是虔诚的，我们礼拜天来崇拜。
We think we're religious because of the style of our worship.
我们认为我们是虔诚的，因为我们崇拜的方式。
Because of the way we dress.
也因为我们怎么穿衣服。
Because of the kinds of songs that we sing.
也因为我们所唱的诗。
Or the kinds of songs we don't sing.
什么样的诗我们不唱。
We think we're religious.
我们想我们这样子就是我们虔诚。
But friends, true religion has never been about our performance on Sundays.
所以弟兄姐妹们，真正的宗教不是在于我们礼拜天做什么事。
It's not about robes and rituals.
不是哪一些我们平常的习惯。
It's not about bells and smells.
也不是我们所听到的，我们所闻到的。
What we do here in this room on Sundays only has significance as it impacts our lives when we go out of here after.The benediction.
当我们礼拜天来到这里听到的并不重要，重要的是我们得到祝福以后，我们出去以后如何的行。
True religion is seen in how we reveal the word of God in practical ways.
真正的虔诚是我们怎么样把神的道宣传出去，能够在实际上得到功效。
And there are three practical measures that are given to us in verses 26 to 27. I don't know if you remember this, but when we began our series on the book of James, I mentioned that this is a book that's very, very practical.
这一本书是很实际
embarrassingly practical.
也想的时候会令我们觉得很汗颜
and we're confronted with some very practical responses like we see here now in verses 26 and 27.
我们现在在这里会看到一些很简单的真理。
What are the three measures?
这里哪个三个原则
of us being revealers of God's word?
让我们可以做传宣道的人。
The first is our speech.
第一个是我们的言语。
True religion is revealed in an ability for me to control my tongue.
真正的虔诚是让我们能够控制我的舌头。
Now James will go on to talk more about this in chapter 3.
在第三章里面，雅各会更详细的讲解。
But true religion happens after the benediction when I go out of here and I control my tongue.
所以当我真正的虔诚是我出去以后，我可以控制我自己的舌头。
I'm not gossiping.
我不再说闲言。
I'm not complaining.
我不再抱怨。
I'm not criticizing the message.
我不再批评所听的道。
I'm you know, speaking words that are not tearing people down.
我不再说损人的话。
I'm speaking words that are lifting people up.
我说能够造就人的话。
Words of grace.
是有恩典的话。
Words of kindness.
有恩慈的话。
Words of hope and healing.
有希望能够拯救的话。
Jesus says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34,
耶稣在马太十二章三十四节说,
For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart.
所以神的嘴里面所讲的话，想心里所想的就充满在嘴里。
So brothers and sisters, listen to yourself talk.
So 我们要听我们自己所讲的话。
And you will know what fills your heart.
你就会知道你心里面充满的是什么。
Remember years ago when I was serving in Germany in a Bible school.
我记得好几年以前我在德国，在这个神学院里面教导的时候。
I would often take groups of students on outreaches, and we would be together in a van for sometimes 6-7 hours driving to an outreach.
我们有出去传道，甚至于有时候开车要开六七个小时。
And I used to just sit there and listen quietly to the conversation that was happening in the van.
我在开车的时候，我就在听大家在谈话。
I wanted to know what they were talking about.
我想知道他们在讲什么。
Because I knew this truth, that the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart.
因为我知道这个真理就是我们心里的时候充满的，嘴就会讲出来。
Part of it was pastoral, so my teaching would be relevant to their lives.
我所教导的在那个方面是很合乎实际的。
And I was surprised by what I discovered.
对我所听到的觉得很惊奇。
I shouldn't have been surprised.
也许我不应该惊奇。
But I bet 80% of the conversation was about food.
但我所听到80%的谈话是跟食物有关系。
Apparently, food not only fills our stomachs, but our hearts.
显然的，食物不但充满了我们的肚子，也充满了我们的心。
What is it that you find yourself speaking of?
你知道不知道你自己在讲什么？
How do you speak?
你如何说？
This will be a revealer of whether we have listened to and received and obeyed God's word.
这样就可以显出来我们有没有听，有没有遵守。
The second practical measure we could call service, Christian service.
第二个原则就是我们基督徒的侍奉。
True religion is revealed by our compassion for those around us who are in need.
所以真正的虔诚
In particular, it was the case then, and it's still the case today, in particular, orphans and widows. Do you have that kind of compassionate heart for those who are in need?
你对那些有需要的人有同情心?
This becomes a measure of whether we are actually doing, obeying the Word of God.
这也就是看得出我们是不是听了也在遵守神的道。
James talks about this more in chapter 2. In fact, listen to these verses in chapter 2, verses 15 to 17.
所以我们到第二章11节到第15节。
If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says, Go in peace, be warmed and filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith that has no works is dead, being by itself.
15节。若是弟兄或姐妹持身入体, 又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说：“平平安安的去吧。”愿你们穿得暖，吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用，这有什么益处呢？这样信心若没有行为，就是死。
Brothers and sisters, this kind of practical, compassionate love has always been an expression of real faith in the history of the church.
So, 弟兄姐妹，在教会的历史中，这一种实际的对人的关怀，是一个真正的信心跟虔诚。
We could say much more about that. We need to move on.
我们可以讲更多，但是我们时间的关系，我继续。
The third measure of our being doers and revealers of God's word is this. It's our spirituality.
So, 第三个原则就是我们属灵的表现。
True religion is revealed in our conformity to Christ, not our conformity to the world.
所以真正的虔诚是表现在我们顺服基督，而不是顺服世俗。
In James chapter 4, James says that friendship with the world is hostility toward God.
在雅各书四章里面说，与世俗友善就是对基督敌意。
In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, we're told not to conform to the world.
我们在罗马十二章说，我们不要顺从世界。
But to be transformed by the renewing of our hearts, of our minds.
我们只要心意变化而更新。
To get rid of the old self, to put on the new self.
除掉我们的旧我，穿上我们的新我。
To be those who, as transformed followers of Jesus Christ, become revealers of God's word to the world.
当我们变成主耶稣基督的门徒的时候，我们要把神的话语在众人面前表现出来。
And so, brothers and sisters, let's not be like that machine with 7,000 moving parts.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们不要像那个机器，虽然有七千个。
Let's not get caught up in the activity and the noise.
我们不要只注重我们应该做什么事，说什么话。
Let's not focus on the superficial.
我们不要只注重那虚假的表现。
Instead, let's be hearers of the word.
我们应该做听道的人。
That's the main reason we've gathered here today.
这就是为什么我们今天在这里。
So that God's word would take root in our hearts.
这样神的话语能在我们心里面生根。
Secondly, let's make a commitment to be doers of the word.
这第二点，我们要决定做一个行道的人。
Don't just hear the word and say, yes, that was very good, brother.
不要就像一个啊，你可以讲得不错。
Act on the word.
我们把这个道讲。
Receive the blessing that comes to those who obey.
能够遵守神话语的人也能祝福。
Finally, let's be revealers of God's word.
最后，我们要把神的话行出来。
True religion is not about your performance in here Sunday afternoons.
真正的虔诚不是你礼拜天下午在这里怎么样行。
It's about your speech and your service. And your spirituality after the benediction.
所以这是你的话语，然后你的侍奉，跟你属灵的程度显现出来。